glad to have you back in our airwaves. It's been a while since you and I've had a chat, talk golf or anything, but for the first time in your career, you captured the Nebraska Senior PGA Professional Championship. Now, do you get kidded a lot because that senior tag is in there? It just doesn't seem possible a senior tag should be on by your name.
Well, for my family, I do, for sure. And my wife even posted on Facebook something about me being a senior, which kind of stung a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm 51. I just turned 51, but I don't feel 51. I'm still healthy. I'm still work out. I'm still athletic. So it doesn't really bother me, to be honest.
It's just a word, Chris, that's for sure. Well, you go down to Beatrice, and you got a couple of nice rounds, 69, 75 under total to win, and the Senior PGA Professional Championship, a nice two-day run at Beatrice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. The weather was spectacular. The course was really good shape. I played with friends, and I prepared really hard. I practiced a lot, more than I did back 20 years ago when I played a lot. You know, my kids are older, so I have the opportunity to get to the golf course and, you know, work on my game, work out a lot. So I was pretty on and played really well.
Yeah, you're empty nesters. I mean, you think you've been that way for a while now. Your kids are growing up, and they're probably starting, they're getting their families going a little bit more, aren't they?
Well, we have one. Our youngest, Cale, is going to be a junior. He's 17. Everybody else is 20 or older, you know, five kids, three grandkids, three dogs, big family. So it's pretty awesome.
I forgot you have one more still at home. So you're not quite empty nesters just yet, but great family. And I take it that your love of golf has always been there. And it's trickled right down to your kids too, hasn't it?
Yeah. So my oldest, Morgan, you know, she was a golfer. She played a little bit in college. My son, Cameron, he played as a young boy, and then he followed in my footsteps really and wanted to just play football. But now he loves golf and plays a lot. He's really good. Then my third, Melanie, she played in high school. She's really good. McKenna, she didn't play too much. And then Cale, who's a baseball player, good pitcher, but he loves to play golf too. So we take golf trips. We all play together. My son-in-law was a baseball player at Creighton. He's a big kid, hits it long ways, and he's got the golfing itch, so we get to play a lot of golf as a family, and that's really fun.
Do you play a lot of tournaments? Get a chance to play a couple a month, or what's kind of your schedule look like?
Yeah, no, I've really kind of been working towards, like, you know, giving Champions Tour qualifiers some opportunity. I played one last year, almost made it in, missed by two. I missed the Senior U.S. Open last year by three. I missed the Senior Open this year by one. I've got some more qualifiers coming up. I'm probably going to go to Champions Tour qualifying school in the winter. So this is I've been practicing hard. This is a dream of mine. And, you know, for a long time with all the little kids, it was hard to really have full commitment to do that kind of stuff, which was fine. That's how we chose to do it. Wouldn't have changed it, but now as I'm older, the kids are more independent. I have some opportunity to do some of those things, and I'm looking forward to giving it my best shot.
I was gonna say, like you said earlier, you're not you've got still a lot of time left, and you're in shape. You want to continue this golf thing for a while and compete in some of these Nebraska tournaments, don't you?
Yeah, the Nebraska stuff. You know, I don't play in a lot of those anymore. I've mostly been focusing on, you know, some of the national qualifiers and, you know, Colorado Senior Opens and PGA qualifiers and those kinds of things. But yeah, I still play in a few, like this one and some of the others, and it's good. So it's a lot of fun.
Do you miss coaching?
Yes and no. I had a great time coaching, and it was fun working with the kids. But it kind of ran its course. I'm glad I'm done with it. I wouldn't have changed it for the world, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing now for sure.
Yeah, Coach Deb Creighton, and I think Wes Burns is still coaching over there, and of course former McCook Community College golfer back in the day. So, and that's I'm sure you still follow that Creighton program quite a bit, don't you?
Yeah, no, I have. A friend of mine was the coach after I took over before Wes. Judd Cornell did amazing stuff. Wes is doing a great job. We've got ties to Creighton. My daughter went to Creighton there. My son-in-law played baseball at Creighton there, so. We're still Blue Jay fans. We're Jayskers, and so we follow them heavily.
Well, I'm sure it was a tough field. I mean, some of those Nebraska golfers down at Beatrice, it wasn't easy. You've got some tough outs to compete against down there, didn't you?
Yeah. No, they're all great. Beatrice is a good golf course. It's tough. Greens were rolling fast. It got a little windy yesterday, but I happened to just play really well, and I got a kind of a big lead. You know, at one point, I think I was up by 7, maybe 8, and I just kind of started, you know, hitting irons off the tees, hitting it to the middle of the green, and, you know, tried not to make mistakes. I made one coming down the stretch, lost a ball on 16, so made a double, but, you know, other than that, it was pretty clean round yesterday.
Have you made it back to Heritage Hills, back to McCook lately to play?
A few times, but not too often. Last couple of years, I haven't been there too often, but, you know, we get back and see family. My wife's family's still there. So every once in a while, yeah, it's great. I heard it's in great shape.
Yep. Despite being dry out here and getting rain every now and then, those guys doing a good job putting a lot of water on the course and keeping it green and everything. I think you might have mentioned this earlier. What's on tap now? What tournaments are coming up here as we get close to end of July, August? What are you doing coming up?
Well, the senior PGA win qualifies me and also three other guys to go to the national senior PGA, which will be at Port St. Lucie. I think it's towards the tail end of October. It's very much like some of the national PGA that I played in back in the day that got me into my PGA championships where I qualified. So similar, but now it would get you into the senior PGA. So that's coming up. I've got, you know, some Champions Tour qualifiers I'm going to try to do, the Nebraska Open, and a couple other nice events. So it gets busier for me in August and September. And then we'll get into the winter and we'll go to Champions Tour qualifying school. And I think that's in December. So, yeah, it's pretty busy.
That'll be a fun national tournament. You'll have a ball at that one, won't you?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, you watch golf on TV. You're going to watch the Open. I'm sure you're going to watch a little bit of the Open, despite its various times of waking up early in the morning. Who's your pick to win this? Who's your favorite golfer you like to follow?
Oh, man. You know, I probably like watching Bryson a lot. I also like watching Xander Schauffele. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know really. It kind of depends a little bit on the weather. You know, Scottie Scheffler, you can never not go wrong with betting on him. Rory obviously will be there, but I like watching the Open Championship. I actually prefer it because you can watch it in the morning and then, you know, have to wait all day to go watch them play. I think it's fun. But it's one of those courses that I've watched over the years where it just depends on the weather, right? It could be good for guys in the morning and windy in the afternoon. So it's a great, great golf tournament to watch.
Have you ever golfed in a links type of course like that? I guess, have you ever been across the seas to Scotland or Ireland or England and golf one of those courses? If you haven't, I'm sure you'd love to one day, wouldn't you?
I would love to. I have never gone there, but that would be great. The closest I've probably ever been to that is a golf trip in 2021 to Bandon Dunes, and they've got 5 golf courses along the Pacific Coast that feel, I mean, I've never been to across the pond, but it feels like that's what you're on. You're right on the ocean. It's windy. It's rainy. It's awesome, but that's the closest I've ever been.